Yeah, Yaesu, I love my HF rig. I got an FT710. I think that's hands down the best value in HF radios that are out there. I love it. Not one complaint with it. But this FTM500, I'm an electrical engineer, so I really hate bad electrical designs, and this one's really sensitive to the input voltage, so they kind of cheaped out on the supply, so when it's cold, you get an electrical hum. It kind of irritates me, but it's bought, it's paid for, it's mounted, it isn't going anywhere type of thing. So I'd say on the UHF, VHF, I'm on the fence with the Yaesu. They're not my favorite, but HF, love them. But I actually wish we had more D-Star around here for no other reason than the handhelds that I would like to buy are all D-Star, just because I like them, the high-end icons. But there's just not enough D-Star for me to justify it. But if we had a good D-Star repeater, that would be my excuse for purchasing one. I got a ICOM 705, so I would probably use that a little bit more. But no D-Star, so it's one less thing I guess I got to buy. KE8TFM.
W8BD. Yeah, I'm used to waiting for the bloop in this radio when it doesn't do it. I want to key the mic and waiting for the tone to say go ahead and talk. And I don't know if I can turn it on this or not. I should look. Yeah, D-Star, southwest corner of the state. They have a D-Star there, and I thought I saw some D-Star in Lake Orion area or something of that nature, but I don't know what the footprint is. But, yeah, for some reason, that never really took off here, too. And, that Kenwood radio, I think that was Kenwood that they came out, that 75 or whatever, that radio looked really nice, really heavy, really professional. But then again, who are you going to talk to,